From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Afghan officials say they have repulsed a major Taliban assault on the provincial capital of central Uruzgan province. They say a house-to-house search has been launched to clear Tarin Kot of any remaining insurgents. The rebels have not yet commented. Local officials say Taliban insurgents fought their way into the city Thursday morning, triggering a battle with Afghan security forces. Earlier, a spokesman for the Taliban said its forces had captured large parts of the provincial capital. State media say Turkish authorities Thursday issued arrest warrants for six generals and several other military officials, as well as 16 businessmen, in connection with the failed July coup. Turkey claims they all had connections to the U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, who the Turkish government says initiated the coup attempt. Turkey's Anadolu news agency reports some of the businessmen arrested include two brothers who run pastry shops and a clothing maker. The government claims all of them are part of what was called the Gulenist terrorist organization. Gulen has denied any involvement in the failed coup attempt. Kurdish officials say Assyrian Kurdish fighters were killed and a dozen wounded as Turkish military artillery fired across the border Thursday into Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says some of those wounded in the attack on the town of Afrin were civilians. A survey published Thursday shows a majority of American voters support the Trans-Pacific Partnership and similar free trade agreements. The survey was done by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. Its release comes at a time when both major U.S. presidential candidates are critical of free trade agreements. This is VOA News. A joint study by the World Bank and the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, published Thursday, says air pollution has emerged as the deadliest form of pollution. The report says air pollution caused 5.5 million premature deaths in 2013. That is four times the toll from HIV/AIDS and six times the lives lost to malaria. Urvashi Narain is a World Bank senior environmental economist.
The main motivation for this report was really to highlight the challenge of air pollution, how widespread it is, and also to make a clear sort of economic case for countries to act.
Young children and the elderly are hardest hit, and tiny airborne dust-like particles do the most damage. Speaking to reporters in New York, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton Thursday called for the United States to make it a top priority to hunt down Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Clinton says that would send a message that nobody gets away with directing or inspiring terrorist attacks against the United States. The former Secretary of State scorned her opponent, Republican Donald Trump, for his performance late Wednesday during a forum at which the two candidates answered questions about defense and national security. Trump, in a comment on Twitter, said most of the opinions expressed about his presentation were positive. He has made the destruction of the Islamic State group a key plank in his foreign policy. From Laos, U.S. President Barack Obama denounced Donald Trump as unfit to be the American commander-in-chief. Mr. Obama was critical of recent comments made by Trump that Russia's President Vladimir Putin has been more of a leader than Mr. Obama. Uzbekistan's parliament on Thursday appointed the country's prime minister to be the new acting president, replacing Islam Karimov, who died recently. Shavkat Mirziyoyev has been serving as Mr. Karimov's prime minister. He was appointed to in a joint session of parliament. He immediately becomes the favorite to win Uzbekistan's next presidential election, set to take place within the next 3 months. President Barack Obama says an insulting comment by Philippine leader Rodrigo Duterte will not have a negative impact on U.S. relations with the people of the Philippines. He said the leaders shook hands at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations dinner Wednesday in Laos. Mr. Obama said he would not take Mr. Duterte's vulgarity personally. Police in France have detained another couple in connection with a car loaded with six full canisters that was found near the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris Sunday. The owner of the car is known to authorities to have ties to radical Islam. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.